Hi, I'm Matthew Anian, a program manager on the Visual Studio Marketplace team. In this video, I'm going to start with an overview of Visual Studio Marketplace. I'll then talk about what's new on the marketplace over the past few months. I will continue onto a set of demos showcasing various scenarios. And I will close out with some resources you can use to dig deeper in this area. Visual Studio Marketplace is the one place where developers can offer and acquire all the tools they need across any Visual Studio product. Visual Studio Marketplace seeks to strengthen the community around all Visual Studio family of products: Visual Studio Code, Visual Studio Team Services, Visual Studio IDE, and subscriptions. We now have a thriving ecosystem. In a year since launch, it has accumulated 2.5 million unique users who viewed 11.5 million pages on the marketplace. They also acquired 11.3 million extensions or subscriptions. There are now 10,000 plus extensions offered by 2,700 publishers on the Visual Studio Marketplace. Let's start with what's new. Dynamic categories will help you discover extensions easily. For example, here you can see a few featured extensions for Visual Studio Code, along with the most popular and recently added ones. You can now review the extensions that you use and give it a rating on a 5-star scale. The ratings and reviews help other users to evaluate the extension and decide if they want to use it. Publishers can reply to the reviews as well here. Rich search and filtering will help you to discover the extensions that fits your needs. Results from search can be filtered on multiple parameters. For example, by default, search results are sorted by relevance. You can change it to sort by downloads. You can filter to view extensions supported on-premises only. With Team Foundation Server 2017, you can seamlessly acquire Team Foundation Server extensions with a guided workflow. Extensions are automatically downloaded from the marketplace and installed on the team project collection you select. You can now install Visual Studio Code extensions easily from the marketplace. You just have to copy the install command and paste it into the quick open dialog. The goal is to make it a single-click operation within the next few months. You can now try out the paid extensions in the marketplace. All paid extensions have a 30-day free trial. If you want to continue using these extensions, you can buy them using your Azure subscriptions from the marketplace. Now, let's take a look at the demo. Here's a bug assigned to me. It is about service tickets not being shown in the report. I want to locate where this is implemented in code. I can see here that work item search is implemented in this account. I see that code search is not installed. Let me browse to the marketplace and look for code search. I see the results here. I can click on code search and I see detailed information about that extension, how to use it and configure it. Let me go ahead and install it. It now lists all the accounts that I own. I can pick the right one and hit continue. I will then confirm and proceed to the account. And now you can see that the code search is enabled here. It is that simple. Here, I'm working on a C++ file in Visual Studio Code. As soon as I open the file, I see that it tells me there are extensions for this file. I click on Show Recommendations, and all the extensions applicable are listed here. I choose one, and I'm able to see all the detailed information from the marketplace. I can now go ahead and install it. To complete the installation, I need to reload. And after it reloads, it goes ahead and downloads all the remaining packages and completes the installation. Now, I go ahead and reopen the file. And I'm able to get new enhanced features for C++ files like go-to definition, peak definition, and also IntelliSense and auto-completion. Thus, you can be more productive in C++ files using these extensions. Let's see an example of try and buy extensions from the marketplace. Here, I see an extension which is useful for me to manage my daily stand-up. All paid extensions have a 30-day free trial. Let me start trial on my account. After I confirm, I can navigate back to my account, refresh the board, and I will see that the extension is now enabled and I can use it. When I am happy with this extension, I can go and buy this extension using my Azure subscription and then assign it to all users. That's it for the demos. I will leave you with a list of resources to learn more about Visual Studio Marketplace. The first link takes you to the documentation on vs.com where you can get detailed information. The second link is useful if you want to start building your own extensions and offer them on the Visual Studio Marketplace. Watch our blogs to get updates on everything happening in the marketplace. If you have any feature suggestions, you can log them on the VS Marketplace section in UserWise. Thank you.